spirit of Assisi will be blowing through the streets of Rome as representatives of all the main religious traditions meet together to share experiences, discuss dialogue initiatives, and above all to pray for peace among peoples and nations. At a press conference on Tuesday, members of the St. Egidio community revealed details of the programme for the three-day event, which opens with an ecumenical service at the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls and concludes with the signing of an appeal for peace in the central Piazza del Campidoglio. As usual, this 27th annual encounter will feature numerous panel discussions on issues such as poverty and good governance, religious terrorism and violence against women, the aged and the family, as well as a focus on specific peace initiatives in different parts of the globe. For the first time, there'll also be a panel discussion inside Rome's Rebibbia jail, with prisoners sharing their views on peace and conflict resolution. Clearly, the current conflict in Syria will be under the spotlight, as well as the role of religions in supporting the struggle for peace throughout the volatile Middle East region. The community of St. Egidio is very encouraged by Pope Francis's recent prayer vigil for peace in Syria and by his appeal to young people in particular never to lose the courage to hope. Alberto Quattrucci is the community's general secretary charged with organising the annual encounter.
It is very important because we are very convinced that together with the very, very sad signs of war, conflict and so all over in the world, there are a lot of lights of peace, new initiatives, especially in the last days with the prayer with the Holy Father Francesco, with the release of the journalist Quirico. Some good sign yesterday in San Egidio was signed the agreement for the Central Africa. And then some discussion about Syria. Now probably they are going on the theme of dialogue instead of the theme of attack or military attack. And this is a very good sign.
Pope Francis himself met last week with leaders of the St. Egidio community to give his input into this interreligious encounter. He'll also be meeting with all the participants on the final day of the gathering, Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Philippa Hitchin.